Hello and welcome to Living Hope. This is Pastor Staten, and I want to welcome everybody that is joining us today. A shout out to our e-family, all of you that are joining us through the internet. I want to remind you every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, you can join us live at tv.livinghopemd.com. I pray that today's message blesses you and that you enjoy the word as it is shared today.
I'm too lost to be found, and I know it's in my mind.
Good morning, Living Hope. Oh man, it's a sleepy good morning. That was a lazy good morning. I'm good. I'm good, Corey. How are you? I'll do it again. Good morning, Living Hope. I mean, I found that to be easier than if I was to call everybody's name individually. That would take a long time, people. So it was easier for me just to say Living Hope, and hopefully you recognize that you are a part of Living Hope. It is good to see everyone today, and we are going to go ahead and get started with adult Sunday school. So I'm going to ask you if you're able to stand. I'm going to ask you to stand. And today we're going to be coming from the Old Testament book of Exodus. We'll be in chapter 5, the Old Testament book of Exodus, chapter 5. Good to see everyone here today. As you're turning to that, take the opportunity, as always, not just checking a box, but sincerely thanking Pastor Staten and Sister Staten for the opportunities to stand before you here this morning. I do enjoy standing here before you every time I get the opportunity, but at the same time, I know that could be, that doesn't have to be. That doesn't have to be. Many more worthy and capable and able people than I could be standing here, so I do truly appreciate it. All right, so Old Testament book of Exodus, beginning of chapter 5. Well, we're in chapter 5. We'll begin at chapter 18. If you need more time, say, I need more time. But if you got it, say, amen. I switched it up on you this time. I put the bows in front. I don't know where he's at. He's hiding today. All right, the Bible says in Exodus chapter 5, verse 18, it says, go therefore now and work, for there shall no straw be given you, yet shall ye deliver the tail of bricks. And the officers of the children of Israel did see that they were in evil case. They were in trouble. And after it was said, ye shall not minish aught from your bricks of your daily task. So you're still going to have to make the bricks, all right? But I'm not giving you the straw to help to strengthen the bricks. Verse 20, and they met Moses, they being these officers, they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way. Somebody said they were in the way. As they came forth from Pharaoh. Finally, verse 21, the Bible says, and they said unto them, the Lord look upon you and judge, because ye have made our savor to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh. They said, you're making a stink in the eyes of Pharaoh, but not only Pharaoh, but also in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us. We don't have a lot of time this morning, but for the time that is ours to share this morning, I do want to just speak on this subject, Jesus the way. Before you're seated, if you're willing to just pray with me and ask God to help us in this time, won't you lift a hand or lift your voice to heaven right now and just ask the Lord to help us this morning. Jesus, thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place. Already you illuminate the atmosphere. Your presence is here, Lord God. Your presence is in this place. We feel you. We know you to be here, God. And I just pray that we are able to entertain your presence and entertain your spirit. Lord God, teach us this morning, show us your way, show us your will, direct us through your word, guide us, Lord. I pray that our steps truly would be ordered by you. I pray that you will search us, Lord, this morning. If there be any evil thing found in us, Lord God, I pray you to remove it, God. If our ears be stopped, let them not be stopped as the word goes forth, but let us have ears to hear what thus saith the Lord. But not only ears only, but a heart, Lord God, that is tender and ready and primed to receive. Lord, I thank you for whatever it is you're going to do in this time today. We give you glory. We give you honor. And before you're seated, can we just give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning? Amen, amen. And you may be seated. Jesus the way. Jesus the way. And as I was kind of working through this, I I kept trying. I don't think the Lord was in it as much as I am trying to change the title. But it wouldn't change. It stayed there. So hopefully that's because I was obedient and listened to the Lord. And it's supposed to be that. Hopefully by the end of our time together here, I would not have led you astray, but I would have led you to the way. Thank you. Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it. So we read in Exodus chapter 5. We started at verse 18. We read up to 21. And really, I'm gonna take really the core of what I'm trying to speak on today will be from verse 20. The Bible says that, and they met Moses and Aaron who stood in the way. They were in the way as they came from Pharaoh. But for some context, what we have, see, this is before, this is referencing here the children of Israel. And this is before the 10 plagues. This is before the 10 tests, all right, for Egypt and actually for the children of Israel too. Moses and Aaron, they've just arrived on the scene in Egypt. And right now, really, they've just gone to Pharaoh and they've said, hey, we just need 3 days. Just let us go to the desert. Let's sacrifice. Let's worship to the Lord. He didn't even say we're not coming back. He just said, hey, let's go for 3 days. And Pharaoh, very indignant, says, nah, that's not going to happen. Who's this God that I'm supposed? I don't know this God. All right? I don't know this God that you want me to let your people go. In fact, the fact that you can even ask me to go away for 3 days means that you're idle. You're lazy. You don't have enough going on. All right. Where we picked it up is where Pharaoh had already told him, hey, you know what? You got so much going on, right? Well, you don't have enough going on. You got so much time on your hands to want to be able to take a little vacation to go into the desert to visit this God that I don't know that, you know what? I'm gonna make sure that you're not idle anymore. He says, look, the brick that you've been making, you still have to make the brick, but I'm gonna take away the straw. I'm not going to give you the straw anymore. You still need the straw because the straw is what binds the clay together to make it strong. Right? But you're going to have to go find that yourself. However you do, I don't care. All right? But you're still going to have to make the break. And guess what? The quotas we had, the daily quotas we had, you're still going to have to meet those quotas. All right? You're still going to have to meet those quotas. And don't come back to me no more talking about let's take a vacation. All right? That's my translation. And where we are is everybody's mad, all right? Everybody's mad, all right? Everybody's mad at Aaron. Everybody's mad at Moses. The people are mad at Aaron and Moses, and Pharaoh's mad at the people for even coming to him and making this request. Verse 14 talks about the officers or the foremen, these same people we meet in verse 18 that went and spoke to Moses, and it says that they were mad because now they cannot meet the daily quotas. So because they cannot meet the daily quotas, they're being punished. They're being physically beaten, right? Because they're unable to meet these daily quotas. So life, since Aaron and Moses have come to town, already gotten harder for the children of Israel. So it's a lot of people that aren't happy right now. All right, a lot of people that aren't happy right now. When the officers came out from Pharaoh after meeting with the taskmaster, so I should say these officers or these foremen, they are Israelites. Right? They are Israelites. They're children. They belong to the children of Israel. They are children of Israel. Wow, that was hard to say. But they're working for the Egyptians. And then they have taskmasters above them. All right? They have taskmasters above them. So now Pharaoh has made this decree, he's done this thing, and the taskmasters are gone to the officers, and the officers have gone to the people, and no one's happy, all right? No one's happy, so what happens is, now they come out from meeting, and they see Aaron, and they see Moses, and that was where we caught up, and said that in verse 20, they were in the way. And look, sometimes, just like they are, they have some stuff on their minds. I already told you they weren't happy. they had some stuff they needed to say to get off their chest, all right? And so when they caught up with Moses and they caught up with Aaron, they said, hey, what are you doing? All right? Since you came here, things have not gotten easier, all right? You showed us the miracles, all right? You showed us that you were here to help us, all right? And we believed you. But to this point, it hasn't gotten easier, all right? To this point, our burdens have not been lifted. So they said, hey, man, all right, you need to be judged, all right? Because now you've put us in the position that now they said our savor is abhorred. Now Pharaoh doesn't even want us to be around because we stink to him, all right? And he's made our lives harder. He's made our lives more difficult. All right. They had some things to say, and they said it. All right, we've been. I know I'm not the only one. I know there's been some people that have been an impediment to you in your life. They've been in the way, as Moses was to the children of Israel. All right, and you had some words that were bubbling up in you, and you said, "The next time I see them, they're gonna get a piece of my mind. I'm gonna tell them exactly what I'm feeling." I'm not going to parse words. I'm not going to stutter. They're going to know exactly what I'm thinking. And look, we did it. Sometimes we felt better. Sometimes we didn't. Sometimes we felt worse. Sometimes we left with a smile. Because sometimes we didn't care what state we left them in. All right. We just knew we had that thing on our chest, and we had to get it off. It couldn't stay there any longer. All right. And that's exactly what these men did to Aaron and Moses on that day. The problem is, look, Moses wasn't just any regular man. All right? Moses wasn't. Moses was God's man. And you got to be careful. Because you can't just talk any which way you want to God's man. All right? You got to choose your words carefully. All right? Because, now listen. God is always listening. He's always listening. But something about when you go against his man. The Bible says, well, touch my anointed and do my prophet no harm. So when you go to open your mouth just the wrong way to God's man, he ears perk up just a little bit more. All right, so we got to be careful when we talk to God's man. See, Moses literally was sent, all right, on a mission. One mission. Hey. Go get my people out of there. 430 years, all right, time's up. They got to go, all right? That's your permission. I'm going to send Aaron with you, and you guys are going to go get him out. He had a mission. He had a goal. He had God's word was about to be fulfilled. So Moses was doing what? Moses was doing God's work. The people didn't see it that way. The people saw him as a hindrance. The people saw him as an obstruction. Again, he had made it worse since he's gotten there. And that's the thing, right? That whenever it looks worse before it looks better, all of a sudden we start to think that God isn't in the thing. Right? But it would be one thing if we just made that mistake once. But how can we make that mistake too often, right? We don't learn that, all right, last time God promised the thing and, yeah, it got worse before it got better. Yeah, I went to ladies' conference. I didn't have no money, but I was going anyway, all right? They had that Chipotle on Friday night, but I'm going to get me some Chipotle, too. I'm going to get me some Chipotle, and I'm going to pay my tithes. Don't worry about me. But if I only had so much money before I went, y'all know Chipotle ain't cheap. After Chipotle, I had a little less money than I had when I came. But man, then God did what God does, right? Because it got worse before it got better, but then when it got better, we didn't think about how it was before that, right? Right? I don't think, I'm looking at Chantel right now. I am from my peripheral. I am. I know I'm looking at Ruth, but I'm looking at Chantel. I can see that big old smile. I can see that big old smile. All right, because she ain't worried about what it was before because she proved God. She let God do what God always does. He always come through because that's what he does. He's God. Because with him, it doesn't matter what it looks like, people. See, we always want to look at things through our own lens. Right, through our look in this humanity, in this flesh, we can only be allowed to see so much. Really, because we're so soft, we couldn't handle it no way. We couldn't handle it. This earthly vessel, we couldn't contain it. We couldn't. So he gives us little peeks, right? And then look, what does he do? He sends people like Moses. All right, he sends people like Moses, and we catch him what? In the way. All right. And we think that's a bad thing. Nah, get out my way. No, you need the Moses in the way. Other translation says that Moses was, they were waiting outside. Sometimes you need some people who are waiting for you. Waiting to pray for you. Waiting to hold your hand. Sometimes you need somebody waiting to give you a hug. Sometimes you need somebody waiting to give you a good word. I read somewhere in this Bible says a pleasant word is like, it's like honeycomb. It's sweet to the soul. Right? It's health to your bones. So sometimes you need that person that's in the way. And we see him, we come to church mad, grumpy, upset, annoyed, bothered, whatever, and we see him, get out my way. No, you need that person in the way because that person's been praying for you this week. And the reason they're standing where they're standing is because they're waiting for you. Because they want to ask you how you been. How was your week? How was yesterday? Because why? They were praying for you. And they want what? A good report. They want a good report. So stop chasing the people who you think are in the way. Stop trying to sidestep the people that are in the way and know that they're there for a purpose. I said that Moses was God's man. Too often we try to sidestep God's man. God's man has come with a word. God's man has come in God's authority with a word. And we don't receive the word because the word don't line up with our life situation. Right? The word doesn't line up with our life's situation. And so we hear, but we don't receive. We smile, we nod our head, we act as though we're acknowledging, but we're really not. Because what God's man has said isn't lining up with what I see. It's not lining up with what I feel. It's not lining up with what I understand. And that's the problem. We're not in a position to receive God's man. We're not in a position to receive God's word. They thought Moses was in the way. Moses wasn't in the way. They thought Moses being in the way, I should say it like this. Moses being in the way was a bad thing, so they called him. They had some words to say to him, had to get some stuff off their chest. But Moses being in the way was not a bad thing. It was a good thing. It's exactly where he needed to be because they couldn't see just soon and very soon, y'all, we're going to walk out of this place. I know right now, yeah, I know you still got to make the brick, and I know you're not getting the straw, and I know you, I don't even know where you're going to find the straw. You got, the Bible said they were finding the stubble, not even the straw, so the stuff wasn't even as strong as it needed to be, right? So there's a little hardship right now that they weren't expecting, but Moses simply just keep on holding on, y'all. You gotta have faith. You gotta believe. You gotta trust. Just because we feel the man of God is in the way, no, we gotta know that God has placed him there. He's not in the way as an obstruction. He's in the way to block you from the thing you're trying to get to that God is not leading you towards. Yeah, so he's in the way, but he's standing in the gap for you. He's standing in the gap for you, so no need to get mad at him. See, we got to understand that God is he's a master choreographer. Yeah, he's a master choreographer. All the steps, all the moves. He's placing everybody exactly where they need to be, and specifically, the man of God. He's placed him. Sherwood, he's placed the man of God specifically where the man of God needs to be. He's purposed him specifically. All right. Specifically for where he is. Don't try to bulldoze over the man of God because you don't he in the way. No, you want him in the way. Don't try to sidestep the man of God because he's no. You need him in the way. Don't ignore that he's in the way. You You need him in the way. You need him in the way. Don't be angry. Don't be frustrated with the man of God. And certainly, don't be angry. Don't be frustrated with God himself. We need to be thankful for God's man. We need to be thankful that he's in the way. We need to show some gratitude that he's in the way. Positioned perfectly for our protection, for our prosperity. Again, whether we believe it or not. Talked about it. Don't be mad at him. Don't sidestep him. We looked at this scripture a few weeks ago, and I loved it so much, I brought it back. I brought it back, y'all. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. The Bible says, now all these things happened unto them for and samples, right, examples that are written for our admonition, our warning upon whom the ends of the world are come. So we talked about it a few weeks ago, and it's still relevant today that what we should be doing is learning, right, learning from the mistakes of the past and not repeating the past. So we see the children of Israel constantly repeating their mistakes. Remember, mistakes and bad decisions are two different. They're not the same thing. So I'll combine them. We see the children of Israel constantly repeating their mistakes. We see them constantly repeating their bad decisions. So we have this good book, right? These things were written for admonition, for an example to us, for a warning that we would not repeat the same mistakes. That we wouldn't do the same things over. We wouldn't constantly doubt God. We wouldn't constantly murmur against God. We wouldn't constantly complain about God. We wouldn't constantly say, God, what are you doing now? We wouldn't constantly try to look for solutions outside of God. Just like the children of Israel did. But unfortunately, we're stubborn just like them. Because we constantly find ourselves, right, regretting decisions we've made, regretting choices we've made, regretting things we've done, right? And you know, I'm not even talking about sin. I'm just talking about we didn't wait on God. I'm just talking about we didn't wait on him. I'm just talking about, he said, hold on, wait a minute. You said, no, got to go. I'm just talking about the times where we didn't patiently wait, but we just ran with it. No, God, this has got to be good. I know you solved it last time, but I got it this time. I got it. What? Don't do that. No. Hey, God knows what he's doing. He's better than it. Oh, no, I can't talk. He's better at it than you are. All right, I promise you. All right, and it, cause look back, y'all. Look back. Every time we've taken it out of his hands, right? Every time we've tried to manipulate a circumstance, manipulate the situation to our liking, right? Did it work? Yeah, somebody said, yeah, it did. No. No. I see where you went wrong. It didn't work, y'all. It felt like it worked. It felt like it was good. Right? It felt like you came out on top. Y'all, that's because the other shoe ain't dropped yet. You understand that concept, right? Look good right now, feel good right now. Nah, the other shoe hasn't dropped yet. Hey, when the other shoe drops, quick, fast, and in a hurry, you gonna realize I done it again. Quick, fast, and in a hurry, you gonna realize I messed up. Why? Simple. We try to take God out of the equation. He's the way, but we act like he was in the way. God, you are moving too slow. All right, what is going on? All right, I done been praying a long time. Hard, too. My knees hurt, Jesus. Many days I've been praying for this thing. You haven't answered my prayer yet. I mean, are you going to make a way where it seems like there's no way? I've been in this thing a long time. When is your word going to become true for me? When is your answer going to be revealed for me? How often do I got to keep coming back to church and rejoicing for everybody else, but who rejoicing for me? Yeah? Yeah? That's real. So we try to do what? Oh, I'm going to speed this thing up. Maybe God just ain't listening. Maybe he just not. Maybe he doesn't have time for me right now. I know he's got a lot of other people to worry about, a lot of other things to concern himself about. You know what? I'm going to help God. I got it, Lord. I know you haven't given me the answer yet, but this has got to be. Like you're taking a multiple choice test. Every answer is A. No? No, no, no. Every answer not A. Don't do it. We got to wait, y'all. He's the way. He's not in the way. He is the way. Yeah. He's not impeding your progress. Y'all know that. Y'all know that when we get to those places where we're like, God, man. This thing right now, it's impeding me. It's blocking me. And some of y'all should be like, thank you, Jesus. That you didn't move this thing out of the way, Lord, and let me face it head on. Because in that moment and in that time, if you did face it head on, it would have knocked you out. But God said, no, I got to keep this thing. I got to put it right where it's at. It has to block. I have to block you from access right now. I need you to be patient. I need you to simmer down. I need you to take a deep breath. I need you to relax. I got you. All right. God ever told anybody to just relax? Trust me. I got you. You heard him. I mean, it was clear. But man, we get nervous sometimes. But Lord, the bill is due tomorrow. Lord, I need a job now. I can't wait. Why we say that? I can't wait. No, we don't want to wait. We don't want to wait, right? But we certainly can wait. We certainly can wait, but we don't want to. We don't want to wait. We don't want to wait. Bible says in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25, Bible says that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Yeah, yeah. We talked about, Lord, I'm gonna pick this because I know that's what you would have chosen. I'm gonna do this because I know that's what you would have done. That thing seemeth right to you. That way seemeth right, but it's not. Because it's not the way that God chose. It's not the way that God directed you. It's not the way that God was leading you. Because the way God was leading you right now, sometimes it's move, and sometimes it's stop. Sometimes it's stand still and do what? See the salvation of God. Not keep going, blindfolded, eyes closed, run to the wall like you choose. No, 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 stand still and see the salvation of God. Help me finish this phrase. My way or the highway. Yeah, that sounds good if you're the parent to the child laying down the law. That's good if you're the teacher to the student. This is my classroom. You won't be here, you're gonna find your way out. All right. That's good if you're the boss to the employee. But my way or the highway is not a good spiritual principle. If that's how you wake up, yep. My way or the highway, mm-mm. You messed up early. You messed up early. I don't know if you woke up on the wrong or the right side of the bed, but go back into bed. Go back into bed, get back up, and say, Lord, forgive me. Because certainly it can't be my way or the highway when it's dealing with the things of God, hey, trust this, everything has to do with God. Hey, if you're a child of God, there's not a single thing that you do that does not have to do with God. If you name the name of Jesus, there's no decision you make that doesn't have to do with God. There's no choice you make that doesn't have to, that, look, everything we do, you consider yourself one of his, right? It needs his approval, all right? I know sometimes we think some things are trivial and so small, and surely, certainly, God does not care about this. You'd be wrong again. Man, you're wrong a lot today. Man. Right? No. Even those things that we consider to be the most trivial, right? God cares about them. Those decisions are just like, what's the big fuss? It doesn't matter. Oh, it matters. It matters to God. It matters to God. He wants to be consulted. It can't be my way or the highway. It's got to be God's way. Right? It's got to be God's way. The things I want, the things I desire, the things I end up choosing, right? God cares about, and it's got to give him the glory. Right? If I'm getting the glory from it, done messed up again. Right? We shouldn't be striving that we should get the glory. We shouldn't be striving that we should get the glory. We should be striving that God gets the glory in the decisions that we make. When we make God decisions and we see the success and the benefits come from it, we've got to give the glory back to God. Before the blessing and before the glory, in that time of waiting, there needs to be trusting, right? There needs to be hoping. Yeah, for me and you, we've got to be pressing our way through, right? For me and you, we've got to keep believing. See what happened? I told you that before this encounter with the officers and Moses and Aaron, had already shown up, and they'd already done miracles to show that, hey, I'm not just some guy off the street. I know I've been gone for 40 years, all right? And some of y'all may not even remember me. All right? Some of y'all may not remember me. I've been gone for 40 years. I'm back, though, but I didn't come back alone, all right? And I was sent here. So God actually had him perform miracles, 3 miracles, to show that Moses didn't come here by himself. Moses came. He was on assignment. And they said, oh, yeah, we believe you. All right, yeah, go talk to Pharaoh. And as soon as he went to talk to Pharaoh, and things didn't look the way they wanted, all of a sudden, man, God ain't in this. What? Where'd God go? He didn't go anywhere. We think that too, don't we? Lord, where are you? He's like, I'm right here. You didn't stop praying to me. You don't stop pressing on. You stop pressing on. Where is your faith? You stop calling on me. You stop asking me for stuff. Because I took too long for you. You felt that the delay was a denial. And I'm just saying tomorrow for you. Yeah, but you took the delay as the denial. You stopped pressing on. You stopped pushing through. And I was thinking about this old song as I was kind of getting this thing together. And the song is simple. It says, I'm going through. I'm going through. I don't care what the rest of the world decides to do. Because ain't that what gets us in trouble, yo? Yeah. Why are we so worried about what the world is doing? How the world is approaching life. If you are worrying about how the world is approaching life and you're using that as a recipe or ingredient to your success, then stop. It says, I don't care what the rest of the world decides to do. I've made up my mind, all right? I ain't going to turn around. I'm walking with my Jesus. Which way are you going? Whichever way Jesus is going. Right. Yeah? Yep. Yeah. I'm walking with my Jesus. Says, I got to go through. Hey, I just want, sometimes, you know, it's that line, right? I got to go through. And I was, for a long time, I was saying, I'm going to go through. I'm going to go through. No, it's like, I got to go through. Because that's that. And I felt the desperation in the lyrics. I felt the desperation, but I also felt the revelation in the lyrics that I got to keep going. I got to keep trusting. I can't be slack in my faith. I can't be slack in my belief. I can't allow what other people are thinking. I can't allow what other people are doing. See, on that day when those people, they went to Moses and they were so angry, right? The mob mentality, everybody going after Moses. Was it anybody that stood back and said, man, these people are acting kind of funny right now. But don't they remember the miracles? This is the man of God. This is the man of God. That's how we need to be. Right. When people start acting crazy, they start acting silly, they start acting foolish, like God ain't never done nothing. Come on. We got to remember the things that God indeed has done. Yeah. Right? We have to remember the miracles and signs and wonders in our own lives. Yeah. We got to remember our own testimony. Amen. But not only that, we got to remember that, look, we've been in some services where God blessed a whole lot of people. All right. We've been in some services where we heard testimony of God just blessing and blessing. And we got to remember those. Don't just remember your own miracle. Remember your neighbor's miracle, too. So I wish it's not in there. It's not written in the scriptures. But I got to believe. I got to believe that it was somebody in the corner saying, man, I'm going to stay over here. Because I remember how the man of God came and showed me the miracles. I remember how the man of God said, hey, God sent me because this is our time. I remember how the man said, look, it's been 430 years, but we about to get up out of here. And just because it don't look like it right now, God hasn't changed. We must be the common denominator to why it doesn't look like the way it should. Yeah? I got to believe it was somebody in the crowd that was saying, no, God, I still trust you. You said it. I believe it. I don't see it, but I receive it. And I just wonder who is someone like that in here today? That's what you're saying. God, I don't see it, but I sure enough receive it. All the evidence is not laid out before me presently, but I can look back to when I knew you did it previously, and I can know that if you did it back then, you can do it again. I can know that. I believe your word. I believe your word to be true. I believe you. And just because it doesn't look exactly as it should, and let me say this, it doesn't look exactly as it should because of the picture that I painted. See, I decided in my mind what the end should be. I decided what the beginning should be. I decided what it should look like all throughout. I created a narrative all my own. I set things in motion, expecting, now, God, now you do your thing. But that's not how it works. We got to follow God's narrative. We have to follow his plan, his narrative and his plan. Because the thing that's in the way that we think is too hard for God, or we think it's God not wanting to work on our behalf, is in fact God's favor, is in fact God's blessing. Now, this is probably not anybody in this room. And I admit that, you know, I don't know. It might be Linda. She's laughing already. I don't know. Nervous laughter. But anybody in the room, you have been just minding your own business in your car, driving down the road, minding your own business, right? And all of a sudden, you decide that car that's in front of you is just not going as fast as you need it to go. Somebody honking the horn. You feel that this thing that's in your way, that's blocking you, it's impeding you, it's getting on your nerves. So you decide, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and put my foot on that pedal to the right. And I'm going to just push past these people. All right, because they're in my way. I don't know why they're proceeding so cautiously today until I find out why they were proceeding so cautiously. Because whether it be directly in front of them, which I couldn't see, my view was obstructed, or maybe a little further up the road. All right. Was a little police officer. Also minding his own business. Doing his thing. Now, we only have limited options at that point. All right. Some of us, we just, we go back to the pedal on the left or the middle, remember where we're driving, and we just hold what we got. Others of us, we go back to where we were and say, this place is just fine. Then it's some of you who take the third option. Because you were so in your own way. I don't care. This thing is in, why are you in my way? Why are you blocking me? Why? Where did you get your license? And yet, beep, beep, beep. And to what? Your inevitable end. Because you didn't see what was coming, but they did. They saw what was coming. Y'all, the thing that's in your way, the thing that's in your way is for you. The thing that's in your way that you are cursing, the thing that's in your way that's causing you aggravation, that's causing you consternation. Look at that word. All right? Consternation. That thing, y'all, stop trying to blow by it. Stop. Why? Because that's God. God is standing there saying, I got you, but you got to slow down. I'm not in your way. I am the way. I'm not impeding you. I'm blessing you. This is my favor. You prayed for my favor, and I'm giving it to you. And because you're not prayed up, you're not sensitive enough, you bypassing your blessing. I'm brave enough to raise my hand. I bypassed a blessing or two in my life. Because I was too stubborn. I was too in my own way. The frustration got to me. All right. I didn't want patience. I didn't pray for patience. I didn't believe for patience. And I forgot about the love of Jesus. I forgot about the fact that as much as I want the blessing, God wants it from me more. As much as I want the healing, God wants it from me more. As much as I want the promotion, God wants it from me more. As much as I want the elevation, you got to understand God wants it for you more. Sometimes we forget. We the child. It's few things that your kids want for themselves more than you want for them. You want them to be blessed more than they want themselves to be blessed. And that's the same way that God wants it for us. He wants us to be more blessed than we even think. He just does. He just does. And y'all, I'm going to have you stand because time has gotten away from us. And by us, I mean me, y'all. I mean me. No. But that's good. That's good because the word that God has for us. I said my subject was Jesus the way. But the overarching theme, right, what I was really trying to get through, what I wanted you to hear, what I wanted no one to leave here with an understanding is stop being mad at the thing that God has put in the way. The thing that he's put in the way is God himself. Stop trying to sidestep God. Stop trying to move God out of the way. It ain't going to end well. It ain't going to end well. Let God be the way. Let God be the truth. Let God be the life. Receive his blessings. Receive his promises. I wonder if there's anyone that would raise their hands and say that I choose the Lord today. I serve the Lord today. I bless the Lord today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you over and over again, constantly, Lord God, for speaking to us, for showing us who you are, for revealing yourself to us, Lord. I thank you for your word this morning, Lord Jesus. I thank you for being the way. Lord God, I thank you for being the way for us, Lord God, for not just for me, but for everyone in this room, Jesus, for showing us the way, for leading us in the way, God, for leading us in paths so sweet, Lord God, for leading us through the valley of shadow of death, Lord God, for leading us into blessing, for leading us into prosperity, for leading us into purpose, Lord God. We bless you. We love you. We lift your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We can't wait to see what the rest of this day looks like, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. I wonder if you can clap your hands unto the Lord. I wonder if you can shout unto him with a voice of triumph this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Sometimes it is easy to start on your destination without knowing the exact path that it takes to get there. To get to our destination, we need to follow the one who knows our predestined path. Be sure to subscribe and watch us every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, visit us at www.livinghopemd.com. So I'm going